America tonight. We got tens of thousands of people running from flames in the west. We have other people trying to dry out in the southeast, mostly in Florida. And then others questioning what's going to happen to their health care. In fact, I would say everybody's questioning that, with the big decision expected to be handed down from the Supreme Court, the majority opinion, early on Thursday morning. Well, that's when it is going to happen. There'll be a lot of reaction to that. If you feel an earthquake, it's all the people who are upset by what the Supremes decided. Either way, it's going to be an election issue without a doubt. Here's what the Prez had to say, and then his opponent, Mitt Romney.
I believe it was right to make sure that everybody in this country gets decent health care and is not bankrupt when they get sick.
If Obamacare is not deemed constitutional, then the first 3.5 years of this president's term will have been wasted on something that has not helped the American people. If it is deemed to stand, then I'll tell you one thing. We're going to have a president, and I'm that one that's going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to stop it on day one.
All right, so an NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows more people would be pleased if the health law is ruled unconstitutional. We're talking not just hardcore Republicans. We're talking Democrats and independents as well. And this is where we begin, Kate Delaney, on this rocky road with all of you. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents. What is it you're hoping for? If NBC Wall Street Journal had called you, would you have been one of the people who said, yes, rule it unconstitutional? Each one of the candidates trying to play off their strengths and weaknesses, because we got 4 months before Election Day, pretty much, and the Democrats in trouble with their convention. They're already tanking their kickoff party because they can't afford to run it, while the Republicans will be running through, hopefully, a dry Tampa, because right now the streets are soaked. They're more like little rivers in some areas, right by the convention center. By the way, the Supreme Court justice who most likely is going to have the majority opinion is probably Chief Justice John Roberts. At least that's the speculation and the worthy rumors that I've heard. And there's a lot of swirl over this because of some of the questions that Roberts asked at the oral arguments and things that he pointed out. So is the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare sinking? Will somebody throw Obamacare a lifeline? You think about when all of this was kicked around and we were in Washington for those oral arguments. So the court rarely has been front and center for two big decisions. First, you had Arizona and their immigration law, but this is the bigger one, because bigger only in the sense that it absolutely today affects every single person. I mean, it doesn't matter. Money, no money, insured, not insured, young, old, whatever, doctors, people who are insurers, all of this matters. All of this is a giant chunk of our life. And also revenue, because how much of the gross domestic product is healthcare related? It's a crazy number. I mean, almost 20%. Almost 20% if you look at the numbers from the last couple of years. Without a doubt, that rings true. So Roberts now has the big one here. This will be his biggest one. And if it is him, and he hands that down, and the dissent, I think will be interesting to see what happens with the dissent on this one. I don't know, maybe Kennedy, but it doesn't seem likely. I'm not sure. Roberts and Kennedy, that'd be interesting. I don't think that that he would be involved, though, in both of them. I don't know that that makes sense. Scalia, remember, was the guy who ripped to shred the court's immigration ruling and slammed the president. I think that was unexpected by some people to do something, you know, saying he wasn't doing anything to ease deportation of illegal immigrants who were brought to the country as kids. So I'll be curious as to how this goes on Thursday and what the actual ruling is. I think they remove the individual mandate, say that's unconstitutional, and then go from there. So it's not surprising that you find this poll comes out where the majority of people anyway who took the poll are not on board with health care at this point. And this really affects younger people. It really affects older people, which is interesting because younger people who aren't insured, who are just getting out of college, it's huge as to what their premiums will be, as to whether or not they're staying on their parents' insurance, all that stuff. And then on the older side, of course, what happens to Medicare and how much money is left for Medicare, how many people are going to get kicked into Medicare because of the baby boom generation. So you've got a lot of things working here, and the economy stuck right in the middle of this. So for the election this time around, you have younger voters that were key. They were part of the Obama base and Hispanics. And this time around, they're not quite as enthusiastic. For Mitt Romney, and this relates to healthcare too, you have a lot of Tea Party people who are starting to finally really pick up the Romney banner, and they're pushing for the former Massachusetts governor. Initially, it didn't seem that way, but now more people who say they're you know, a Tea Party member, or they like the ideals of the Tea Party or what have you, they're backing Romney now. So will the election become a referendum on health care or the economy? If it is a referendum on either one of those things, depending on the ruling, too, it could work in the favor of Mitt Romney, especially with the economy and where we are with unemployment. And then, of course, that goes with could go with health care as well. What if there's a big surprise and the individual mandate is actually held up and it's not ruled unconstitutional? Let me give you the quick numbers in the poll. Looking at the numbers for the month anyway, the president leads Mitt Romney by 3 points, 47 to 44. That's in the margin of error, though. Remember, last month the president edged out Romney 4 points. It was 47 to 43. So it's kind of like a bit of a merry-go-round, I think. There's no question that Obama leads among African Americans 92 to 1%, women 52 to 39%, Hispanics 52 to 35%, independents 40 to 36%. That's kind of close there. Romney has the Tea Party 94 to 1, whites 53 to 38%, because, you know, you got to break all these demographics down. And men 48 to 53%. How about that? And pretty much a dead heat. Seniors, Midwest, and high-interest voters. I think we have some high-interest voters. Are you pulling for Camp Obama or Camp Romney? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 26th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1583.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1623.53, 811.77 for a half ounce, or 405.88 for a quarter ounce. That's 1623.53, 811.77, and 405.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, it's downhearted and confused, because baby, you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fella's got to hold on you. So spend your money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own.
Coming up later here in this hour of America Tonight, I didn't even give you a preview. Here's the scoop. We're going to do a sports shorts. It has to do with tennis and wearing white things. Also, whether or not you've ever been a victim of a roofing scam. Of all the things that people approach you about when it comes to your home, boy, roofing seems to be the layup of where they can get people, where they can hoodwink you on how much it costs and what you need. People who have just blindly looked at ads or, you know, not done enough homework and trusted someone to do the roof, and then they boogied with their money. Oh, that'd be upsetting. I don't know, the whole door thing, and that's big when you're in an area where there's hail damage and that kind of stuff. You do get the knock on doors and leaving the door hangers, and, you know, that's why that Angie's List thing became so popular. Don't you wish she started that? She's got to be sitting on a pretty tower of money, I'm sure. She's doing national commercials, but the idea that people write all these reviews and then you go there and you can find in your area what people really are saying about roofers or replacement things for other things for houses or cars or anything. I mean, pretty much it's wide open. I think the best thing is a network of references if you can get those. Although the last time I asked for a reference, it was for a dentist. Moving into an area, and my husband went to the dentist, and the dentist scared him and said, "Oh, you've got $10,000 worth of work, and we can set you up here where, you know, on credit." It's like, are you kidding me? Open your mouth and you got $10,000. His perfect teeth, $10,000 worth of work. Yeah, right. But the same thing with the dental industry. They can charge you whatever from, you know, zero to 10,000. And I know it's a wild comparison, but roofers, Easy, same thing. People who work in your house, easy to try to scam people because how much do they really understand about what they should be charged and what they should be getting and what they can expect, right? Makes sense to me. All right, so let's kind of mix it up here a little bit. Started off talking politics, Romney, Obama, you know, who benefits with this health care ruling that'll be handed down on Thursday, and health care and the economy, how much of a factor will that weigh into the decision when people go to vote? Of course, the Electoral College is the thing that Romney has to be concerned about. He's got to be able to have those numbers anywhere between 270 and 290, as I always say. I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle. And because we don't go by popular vote at this point. And I think the economy is, I don't think, I know, is an Achilles heel for the president. And health care, if everything is struck down, you can already see what the Democrats will do and what Obama will do. It'll be, hey, we tried to give you health care, and it, you know, it right away immediately challenged, and this is what you get. This is what you're going to end up with. You're not going to have any health care, and we could have insured all Americans if everything had been left to stand with the individual mandate or, you know, whatever. I mean, I think at this point even they're calling it something else. If you want to weigh in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I mean, without a doubt, there's no question the situation that people economically, what they're feeling, whether they have a job, don't have a job, or, you know, whatever it is. I think that ultimately is I think that's the biggest thing for people. And sure, healthcare will kick into that because what happens to your premiums? People look at their premiums and what their doctors are telling them and where they work, what they're foisted into, you know, that kind of stuff. Got a funny little text here from Jack Down Under who says, my phobia of dentists means I can't even walk into the clinic when my kids are getting work done. That goes to a couple of different things, Jack. One, the fear of the drill. And the other, I think there should be a healthy fear of skepticism as to what they tell you you need done. To me, that's the biggest problem because there is no set standard, like I was saying, and trying to make a wild comparison to roofing and how you could have something done with the roof or something done with your house. And, you know, it can cost you anywhere from top dollar to you're getting a really good deal because you knew somebody and they recommended them and, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, here we are again with the banning of large drinks. Are we not sick of our mayors wasting time on this, trying to police what people are drinking and eating? I don't get it. I mean, really. At some point, you got to cut the cord. People are people. And if they want to drink giant soft drinks, they may be eating broccoli for lunch. I mean, who knows? So a Massachusetts mayor has decided to jump on the bandwagon along with Bloomberg and is proposing to ban large sugary drinks and might even go further than that. This is the Cambridge mayor, Henrietta Davis, who has a proposal that would outlaw any big sodas and any other sugary type drinks. It was thrown out to the city council on Monday. She's saying they should consider any of the free refills because that's part of the problem. And that goes beyond what New York City is doing. Oh, is that not the worst? It's all about the free refills, lady. You know what people charge for refills? Because she knows that's what they're not going to get the drinks. But you want your refill when you're dying of thirst and you're working on a crew all day long. Or you're there on the lunch break and you haven't had a break all morning long, you were there since 6 in the morning, so you want a little more than 16 ounces or whatever. Oh, give me a break. It's still in the infancy stages, however, and they don't specify a size limit at this point. I would imagine restaurants and businesses, well, of course, restaurants and businesses would be affected by the ban, but if you're a restaurant, how great is that? In one sense, they won't say that, but if the restaurant normally refills, that would have to go to when, you know, you're at the table and you have, let's say, iced tea and they refill it and refill it. So if they ban, let's say they ban refills there, then imagine what they're going to charge you. And then you've got water in some places, which is free. So is everybody going to just, is there going to be a run on water because everybody is going to want to be able to get the free refill? Okay, so here's the scoop. Are these bans a good idea? Would this work? Would this not infuriate you if they took away the free refills? Why should the government tell you what to drink? And so are sugary drinks really a part of the obesity problem? There's lots of people I know that drink giant big gulps and they're bone thin. They don't even have any chunk on them, nothing. So, you know, you'd have to go to, really what you'd have to do is go from house to house and go through the refrigerators and the cupboards. I think the idea of policing the big drink is a waste. It's a waste of whatever money has to be put into it because then you got to pump it out there and you got to tell everybody about it. So I don't care if it's $10,000 or $350,000, it's ridiculous. Why should politicians decide what you should eat and drink and saying that this contributes to the problem in the country? I mean, give me a break. I'm going to say no. Sometimes people get diet drinks, and you can argue about, well, geez, are the diet drinks really good for you or not good for you? Doesn't matter. And the same person that could be drinking the diet drink could be eating great. Everything that they eat is fine. So that's their one little thing. They like to have a giant diet Coke or, you know, whatever it might be. So why should the government get in the middle of this and try to take over control, thinking that they're going to be able to help people who are unable to control themselves or don't want to control themselves to indulge? How many people are indulging in, you know, like 10 refills or whatever? I think it's stupid. And for the most part, if it's a convenience store, they're running in and out, so they're probably not refilling very much there. I mean, what's next? Bacon, ice cream. Really, pretty much we're going to be standing in the lines and they're going to be handing us heads of lettuce. Stay with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardenersofamerica.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Wimbledon is considered to be the most prestigious tennis tournament of the Grand Slams. I'll tell you why next. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
Want to put some wild into your weekend? Come to the all-new Mesquite Pro Rodeo. Corral seats start at just $12, and kids are always half price. Get your tickets at Kroger and save $5. This weekend, meet the rodeo legends. Tractor Supply sponsors the Neil Gay Cowboy Reunion. The city ends and the Wild West begins at cool air-conditioned Mesquite Arena. 635 and exit 4, 7:30 Friday and Saturday. Mesquite is the official rodeo capital of Texas.
This time of year, it's all about the grass, white tennis gear, and strawberries and cream. It's all part of what makes this tournament, held at the All England Lawn and Tennis Croquet Club, so unique. The first Wimbledon was held in 1877 and was limited to just men's singles. Only 22 people watched for a shilling. Some of the best matches in the history of tennis have been played at this tournament, held every year at the end of June into the beginning of July. Did you happen to catch the Rafa Nadal-Roger Federer match in 2008? In modern times, the best. Nadal won the first two sets. Federer won the next two sets, with Rafa winning the deciding last set 9-7. American Pete Sampras has won the tournament the most, hoisting 7 trophies. 2 other American sisters, in fact, have big records. Serena Williams won it 4 times, big sis Venus 5. To get a hard-to-come-by seat, it'll set you back at least $1,000, and that's not in a box. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Kate Delaney, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Light them up. I know you're alive and thriving out there. I can feel it because I see the emails that are really filling up, talking about a whole bunch of different things. It's a wild mashup. But the main thrust is healthcare. Finally, D-Day, Thursday, the majority ruling handed, or majority opinion, handed out by the men and the women in the robes on Thursday morning before they take them off and go to vacation. By the way, how convenient. So how much of healthcare gets knocked down and how much does that plays into your decision making at all when it comes to the president? Same thing with the economy and looking at some of these polls and what people are saying. It comes back to the money factor. It comes back to that. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Good evening, Katie Bob. How you doing?
I'm good. You sound like you are alive and kicking.
Oh, yeah. This is my Sunday evening. I'm going back to work tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday for me.
Oh, sweet. So those are good days off at the beginning. I like that.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Run and gun Monday and Tuesday. No, it's all about the coin. And what doesn't get passed, they'll try to compromise. I've said that. You know, I bet you a dollar to a donut, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, they'll try to compromise. Yep. Yep.
You know,
I agree. There's going to be massive burning of the midnight oil finally at the Capitol because they're going to be running around chasing their tails in different directions, whether you got someone wearing a R or a D, depending on the specifics of the ruling. I think definitely the mandate's out. I can't imagine. I'd be stunned. You definitely want to listen to this show if the mandate is not thrown out. But how much of the rest of it is shattered, I don't know.
It's going to be, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. I'll make a deal.
Yep, let's make a deal. You got a cigar? What can you trade me? Yeah.
And I'm on the soft drink deal. If you look around, the price of an iced tea and or a soft drink is about the same as a cold beer. Now, what are you going to do? You know, there's decisions right there.
I'm sorry, with 106 degrees, a cold beer sounds really good.
Yeah, it's so hot today, I thought I was going to burst into flames.
There were actually people walking around Dallas and other parts of Texas with their hair on fire for real.
Yeah.
It was bad. Oh, it was bad. When you wake up and it's 97 degrees or you're coming off of work when you work a third shift and it's 97 degrees, that's just craziness.
Yeah, I'm going to be out in it tomorrow. I pretty much dread it, but I'm going to get my work done early in the morning and then I'm going to head for the AC.
That's it. You don't want your AC to be broken when you got temperatures that are pegging at 106, 107. And Pete and I aren't even telling you what it feels like. Pete, tell the people, what does it feel like?
Oh, it's 110, 115. You just feel like you're melting into the ground.
You are. Stay cool, my friend. As always, thanks for checking in with us. This is those things where I used to think it was people were lying when they said you could throw an egg on the pavement and it would fry. And I'm not kidding you. You could throw an egg on the pavement and it would fry. I mean, you are sizzling in those kind of temperatures. I looked today, you know, I have an iPhone and it has the weather app and I looked at all the different places. Like for all of you in the Northeast, it's like 79, 80 degrees, beautiful weather, great temperatures. Even in Florida, they're dealing with the rain, but then now the rain's starting to leave and all that stuff. And they're looking at, you know, 80 degrees. And then you look at Texas and it is on fire. It's like we're in Death Valley. It's craziness. And you see the cracked dry earth and man, I just hope it's not too many days in a row. Gary is listening to us in Massachusetts. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was wanting to know, how big are your tits?
I think he's left us. Sorry about that. I don't think he wanted to talk about the weather. Coming up on America Tonight, we move from topics like the weather and sugary drinks to what's happening on the sports front, because we've got sports shorts, and sports shorts is includes Wimbledon, and is really focused on Wimbledon and what's going to happen, not so much this year, but what's happened in the past. And why do you care about it? Because it's the number one tennis tournament in the world, and it's the one time where guys who focus on baseball or focus on other sports sometimes pay attention to what's happening there, especially if there's some Americans that are still left in the game. So we'll look at that, and more importantly, the big thing is the fact that there's actually a playoff system now that's in college football. Finally, the pressure, and we talked about this a little bit, that there were some decisions being made. Finally, there's going to be a four-team thing at the end. You know, you still will have the bowl game, so it's not pure, but at least you'll have this four-playoff run at the end, so you can, I think usually it comes down to maybe three or four teams, so you would hope that you can unequivocally crown a national champion. So this is huge. It takes away one of the big arguments. You know, there are certain layup things that people want to talk about. For example, some of you might listen to sports talk radio. And in sports talk, one of the things that happens in college football invariably, no matter what you tune in to listen to, ESPN or Fox or someone locally, you hear this whole idea of why isn't there a playoff system and how unfair it is and how one team should, you know, play. Why isn't one team playing from, you know, that from one college system to another, and the BCS bowls and how rigged it is and all that kind of stuff. So now the fans finally get what they want. Finally, they have their stamp of approval for the four-team playoff. So it'll be a seeded deal, and it'll happen following the 2014 regular season. Man, it's huge. This has been talked about forever. It's one of those, you know, Pete talking about talking about drinking a cold beer at a bar. This is one of the old time bar arguments that comes up constantly. So you have a 12-year agreement signed off on by the presidents of some of the schools that will have six bowl games rotating as hosts of the semifinals, and then the championship game will be bid out separate from that, from those two games. So there might be some controversy still on how to build this better, but it's at least a step in the right direction. And the idea that they're going to have this format is big. And, you know, they still have to go through the hoops, and they have to look at some of the issues to resolve them. But at least we know it's going to happen. The championship game is going to be managed by the conferences. It's not going to be branded as a bowl game. So, again, that's the conferences. And you'll have the semifinals New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. The first semifinal games will be either Wednesday, December 31st, 2014, or Thursday, January 1st, 2015. And then you'll have a championship Monday that'll be set up by setting the date of the championship game on the first Monday in January. That's six or more days after the final semifinal game is played. So we'll see. What about the revenue? What happens there? They're talking about big money, because now you're adding things. So for schools that be, and conferences, it'd be even that much more significant. Hang with us. More to come here as we round the final turn on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Tonight, in this edition of It's Your Business, let me tell you, I'm going to introduce you to Ron Stopfer. He is somebody who's going to help us with the roofing ripoffs. I know some people who have been victims of this. He runs R3 Roofing and Construction. Ron, welcome to America Tonight.
Thank you very much, Kate.
You know, I did have a friend who was victimized by this because they kept, somebody was coming up and down the streets. This was in California, saying, oh, you know, some of the shingles aren't right in one section of the house, and it's going to be a disaster with storms that are coming, and had a quote that was seemed pretty low. Next thing you know, they were ripped off for a couple grand. And this is a smart woman and a smart guy, a couple I know. I don't know how they got hoodwinked into this, but it was, I think, partially because there were some other people in the neighborhood who trusted the person that was going around and talking, not doing basically the door-to-door thing, and had all these references, but it turned out to be bogus. Does this happen more than we know?
It happens all the time, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't come out of the woodwork and actually complain. They're more embarrassed about the situation than anything else.
Yeah. What should people look for? First of all, if somebody, there's nothing wrong with being aggressive and soliciting business, but is it kind of you're in the business. Is that an unusual thing to do, to start canvassing neighborhoods, not leaving information in doors, not direct marketing, but actually like knocking on doors? Is that unusual or no?
It's not too unusual. I know a lot of roofing contractors that do it. And it's come about because of the storm chasers that as soon as the storm happens, they come into a town or neighborhood and we'll start canvassing and knocking doors and do as many doors as they can in 30 to 60 days, and then they'll disappear. They'll go on to the next storm.
Yeah. What are the, and it depends too, because it's different in every part of the country, but what are some of the common scams? What are the things to watch out for roofing contractor scams to avoid that maybe you could give us some tips on?
There's the Ferris wheel, which is where somebody will come in, they'll give you a low bid. They'll tell you the reason why they're getting you such a low price, because they have leftover materials or they get any huge price discount and so on and so forth from the manufacturer or from their suppliers. Then they tear off your roof, and after your roof is off, they come back down to you and say, oh, well, there's a lot more damage here than what we originally anticipated. And so what we're going to have to do is charge you even more money than what we originally told you. And we're going to need to check right now. Otherwise, we're just going to leave it the way it is and let you deal with it. And so, of course, a homeowner, they're kind of stuck in between a rock and a hard place. They have all their shingles tore off the roof. Do they stop and do nothing and try and find another contractor? Or do they just pay the money and hope for the best?
Yeah. Well, that's scary, boy. And then, then you have to worry, too. I guess there you could get a lien lease in your contract?
Say that again?
Could you get a lien lease in your contract? You're getting quotes, and then you get a job based on reputation and all that kind of stuff. And if somebody told me there's a thing you can get called a lien lease, and then if your contractor doesn't pay the suppliers, because then that's the other thing, if we go on to another scam, where people, what happens is they're only charging X amount over the markup, and then you find out that that's not the case at all, so you can get a lien lease that protects you, if I'm right, if they don't pay their suppliers with the money that you pay them, where that you're the intermediate guy. That's something that I've heard that's common.
Yeah, it's a lien release. Anytime that you have general construction done, you should get a general lien release on anything that was done. That's for roofing, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, whatever was done, to make sure that the supplier doesn't come back and put a lien on your property for non-payment.
Yeah. So that's another one to watch out for. What's the most common? You said the storm chasers, the whole thing with severe wind, hail, that kind of stuff. So it becomes a feeding frenzy, doesn't it?
It does. Most reputable roofing companies don't make their money in the first 90 days after a storm. They make their money 90 days to 180 days out after the storm. And the reason for that is the storm chasers come in, they do as many roofs as they can, and then the people who have the reputation continue doing work for the next 6 to 12 months after a storm, where the storm chasers are in and out.
Yeah. Yeah, so obviously that's something to certainly look for. The other thing is, with roofs, is it good to, because I can imagine that sometimes people don't even know what they want. And do you have that a lot with clients where they're not even really sure, Ron, what they want? They know something looks good, but they're not really sure about it. Does that happen, the indecisiveness?
Yeah, you have people that have seen something somewhere else but aren't not aware of what it is, and that's just about educating your consumers and letting them know what their options are, what the different availabilities of shingles are. 10 years ago, everybody had a 20-year shingle on their roof. Now most people are going to an architectural impact-resistant shingle so that they don't have to replace their roof every 4 or 5 years due to hail.
Yeah. What's the average time then, if it's not every 4 or 5 years, what's the average life of a roof that's good, that looks good, that you can count on? And I know they're all different kinds of roofs, so it's probably hard to say that about, you'd have to go through every single kind, but in general, rule of thumb.
Well, that that all depends on what part of the country you're in. Generally, you should be able to get 20 to 30 years out of a shingle. But I can tell you this, we did a roof in Coppell from October storm last year in December, and we're going to have to do it again because we just went out last week, and it has damage from the most recent storm. So the roof lasted 6 months.
Oh, boy, that's scary. Of all the things that you've seen in roofing, what was the worst job that you did where you couldn't believe what you saw and you were putting that, you know, like Humpty Dumpty, you were putting the roof back together again? I mean, it's probably your best story because you probably made the person happy. I'm certain you did that with the client. But what was the strangest thing that you've seen in a roof?
Well, it actually wasn't necessarily a big Humpty Dumpty job, but I just recently went out to a building that was 2 years old. It was a commercial building. The builder who had built it was already out of business. And so the property owner, they had a small leak in the roof, and they were calling contractors out there to give them bids and so on and so forth. It took less than 5 minutes to put a small patch over the top of it, and he'd gotten bids around $600 to replace it, and it was a small screw hole. And in my eyes, it was one of those things where, you know, I'm going to get more business from referrals than one little hole to charge him for something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And you're right. That's exactly what happens. People remember that. All right. So look out for some of the things. This Ferris wheel, I love the name of that. So look out for some of the things that Ron just told us about. Ron Snopper, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the line.
I appreciate it. Anytime.
All right, so, you know, listening to Ron, it's interesting because I brought this up earlier, some of the other things that people fall victim to, and it's that whole idea of are your neighbors, are your friends, or who are suggesting to you that you know, go to this roofer or go to this company, whatever it is that you're looking for. How do you get your information? How do you decide who you're going with? You know, it used to be in the old days that you had the same butcher, the same dry cleaner, the same contractor. Down the line, everybody in the family used the same people. Everybody knew everybody. They were on a first-name basis. It's a different world now, and especially with people moving all over the place, you move into a neighborhood, and sometimes you have no idea. It's just brand new. You don't even know the surroundings, let alone who you're going to get to fix your roof when you move in and you find out, oops, it's leaking, or geez, we had a hailstorm. So some of what we talked about there I think is great advice, things to keep in mind if you find yourself in that situation. All right, as always, you can send me your thoughts on the show, americatonight.net.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.